天父，我们何等的欢喜能够在今天早上跟以马内利福音中心的一些同工们一起来敬拜。主啊，将来我们知道有一天在天上，各地各方各国各族各地的民众都会在一起，在你的施恩座前，在你的宝座前一起来敬拜赞美你。我们期盼着那一天的来到。我们也感谢你，以马内利福音中心在波士顿70年当中，帮助了许许多多的各地各方的人，也建立了许许多多不同族裔的教会，他们在这里默默的侍奉你。主，今天我们借着他们的分享，也让我们能够看见我们应当如何在这样福音工作上一起摆上。因此我们纪念以马内利福音中心他们所有的同工，所有的事工，愿主恩上加恩，利上加利，帮助他们能够协助这边许许多多来自不同地方的人，好让他们都能够一起来认识你，一起跟我们一样来敬拜你。我们把以下的时间恭敬交托仰望，垂听我们的祷告，奉靠救主耶稣基督的名， Amen。 接下来我们请邦尼来证道，然后我女儿会帮他做翻译。
在他们走之前，我先讲一下，这是 Sarah Blumenshine 刚刚 Torley 提到的，他是他两个一起合作带领那个难民施工。
Good morning.
早安。
We are very blessed and honored that you would invite us in to worship with you this morning. So thank you very much.
我们很荣幸今天早上能够跟你们在一起，谢谢你们请我们。
Before coming to work at the Emmanuel Gospel Center, I moved to the state of Mass from the state of Michigan.
我来以马内利福音中心之前，我是从Michigan搬来的。
And I did so to attend seminary at Gordon-Conwell Theological Seminary, the South Hamilton campus.
我是在 Gordon-Conwell 神学院 South Hamilton Campus 读书。
And the thing about the South Hamilton Campus, has anyone ever been to the South Hamilton Campus?
你们有去过那个神学院吗？
It is way out there, and there is not a lot of activity.
那个 Hamilton 那个 campus 很远。
So for fun as students, a lot of times resulted in exploring nature.
因此很多人他们就借着机会在那边去在那个对去探索，可是去看创造就是神的创造。
So one particular evening, a group of us was going to go out to see a meteor shower.
有一天晚上我跟一些同学我们想要出去看那个陨石淋浴，星流星 ，That's right， 流星啊，对。Google Translate 有时候没有用。
And meteor showers are unpredictable, and this one was supposed to come at 2:00 in the morning.
这个流星呢，本来是应该要清晨2点到的，可是有点不太准时。
And it was very cold. I'm sure it was winter time.
那时候很冷，是冬天。
And we went out to Gloucester Beach to see the meteor shower, because that's the best place to see it.
我们去了 Gloucester 的那个海边去看，因为那大概最容易看到流星。
Okay. And so we were out there walking around in the dark, looking up at the sky, stumbling around on the sand.That was uneven because some of it was still frozen and some of it was thaw.
我们在海边走的时候，走的时候有时会绊倒，因为那个沙滩有一些部分比较有点冰透了，然后有一些又比较软。
Looking up at the sky in the dark and walking probably isn't the best math.
一边往天看，然后一边在走，大概不是最聪明的事。
And while we were out there, we continued on in our journey, but the meteor shower would never come.
我们继续走，可是就一直没有看到流星。
And so as unique as a meteor shower, the book of Hebrews is one of the more unique books in the New Testament.
就像流星是蛮稀奇的，蛮特殊的，这希伯来文，希伯来书也是很特殊的一本书。
It's the only New Testament book for whom the author is not known.
这是在新约唯一的书是不知道那个作者是谁。
It's the only New Testament book that directly references Christ as priest.
这是唯一新约的书是参考耶稣是是大祭司。
And yet, for all it's unknown, there is something very familiar about the book of Hebrews.
虽然有不了解的地方，但是这本书还是很特殊，还是很有很熟悉的一些部分。
From its opening line through the entire book, it is dripping with the references to the Old Testament.
从希伯来文，希伯来书的一开头就提到旧约，很多地方就提到旧约。
And our text is no different this morning, even though we are in the last paragraphs of this letter.
虽然我们今天早上是看这本书的最后面，但是还是一样。
The writer of this book will not let up on using Old Testament language to help their first century readers understand who Christ is.
这个作家还是继续的用旧约的经文去提醒第一世界的基督徒。Did you say this already? Yeah. 因为去提到让他们帮助他们能够了解基督是谁，然后他为他们做了什么。
That their new way of living is found in the blood and the flesh of Christ.
他们新的生活是在基督的血跟身体里长到。
We're near the end of the letter here, but the author has already used pages to reference their Jewish heritage, sacrifice, priesthood, the temple, Israel, the family line.
他们在这本书的最后面，作者已经一直提到他们犹太人的过去，他们的献祭，他们的祭司，他们的宫殿，然后他们以色列，还有他们的家族的就一直提到这些。
The author has moved very slowly and patiently to help their first century Jewish community really grasp their new hope in Christ.
作家是很慢的去解释，但是也是很有耐心的去帮这些第一世界的犹太人，让他们能够了解他们在基督里的新的盼望。
That their new way of living is found in the blood and flesh of Christ.
他们新的生活是在耶稣的基督的血跟身体里。
In verse 19, the author references the holy place, which the first century listener would have immediately understood.
在第十九节，作家他提到他们的至圣所。
They would have understood the holy place as that only the high priest could go into. They would have understood it as the only place where God met with his people.
这些犹太人的听这本书的人，他们了解这个至圣所是唯一大祭司可以进去的，而且是唯一他们可以在圣殿与神相见。
And the role of high priest wasn't something that you could apply for. There was no indeed.com in the Old Testament.
这个大祭司的这个职位不是能够去申请的，不能够上网去找。
There were no applications or interviews. You didn't send in a resume.
没有申请表，也没有访问，也没有 那个简历。
The role of high priest was chosen by God and chosen from a very particular community or tribe within the group of Israel.
这个大祭司是神所选的，是很特殊，是从以色列的总以色列的不同部落里选，一个部落里选来的。
And Israel themselves were chosen by God repeatedly. In the Old Testament, He says, "I will be your God, and you will be my people."
以色列也是神选特殊选的。他在圣经里在旧约一直说你我会做你的神，你是会做我的人。
So the first century readers of this letter would have instantly understood the author's point in saying the holy place.
所以第一世界的读这本书的基督徒，他们就一定马上就了解这个至圣所。
They would have understood it as a particular room with limited access, only available to the high priest.
他们会了解至圣所是很只有大祭司能够进去的，不是任何人就可以进去。
And the high priests themselves had to perform certain sacrifices before they could even enter the holy place.
大祭司也是必须要特殊的献祭才能够进去。
In fact, some historians have recorded that the high priest would tie a rope to their ankles and then bells to their ankles. So if they went in to the holy place unclean and the bells stopped ringing,
所以历史家还有写说他们那时候还有把祭司的脚有绑了一个铃铛，然后如果他不够没有清不洁净的话，他就会
That if the bell stopped ringing, you would know. You would have to pull out the high priest with that rope.
如果铃铛不响的话，他们就知道必须要把大祭司拉出来。
That's how sacred and set apart this room was.
这就是代表这个至圣所那多神圣。
But here, the author is saying something radically different. He's saying that we can enter the holy place without limits.
但这边作家写的很极尽的提到我们都可以进这个至圣所我们都可以进至圣所
because Christ has shed his blood as the ultimate sacrifice and the holy place is no longer contained to this little cubicle of spaceBut each and every time that we want to enter the holy place, we simply say, Jesus, I'm here.
因为基督他已经因为他的血作为最高的祭物所以这个至圣所就不会是在一个时空被限制的一个地方。我们大家如果我们当我们要进这个至圣所的时候，我们只要说耶稣我在。
Because our new way of living is found in the blood and the flesh of Christ.
因为我们新的生活是可以在耶稣的血跟身体找到。
In verse 20, the author says, the curtain has been opened for us.
在第二十节说那个幔子基督已经开了。
Again, the first century listeners would have understood curtain to mean the curtain that separated the holy from the holy, the holy of holies from everyone else.
第一世纪的基督徒他们会知道这个幔子是让至圣所跟外面分开的。
May it be Jew or Gentile, slave, free, male or female, it didn't matter. All were restricted from the Holy of Holies.
至圣所原本是不管你是犹太人、是外邦人、是奴隶或者是不 不是奴隶，男女都是分，就是不能进那个地方。
Another historian, a Jewish historian, would say that the curtain that separated the rest of the temple from the Holy of Holies was at least 4 inches thick, and even with teams of horses tied at each end of the curtain, could not be ripped.
有一个历史家还说，那个幔子有四英寸厚，然后连那个两边有一些马，如果要拨开的话都弄不开。
And yet we know from the Gospels that when Jesus breathed his last breath, that the curtain was ripped from top to bottom. Because our new way of living is found in the flesh and blood of Christ.
但我们知道福音书里说基督耶稣他最后一口气的时候呼吸他最后一口气的时候那个幔子从上下上就裂到下但我们知道我们新的生活是在他的基督的血跟身体里找到。
We read verse 20, by the new and living way that he opened for us through the curtain that is his flesh.
是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路这幔子就是他的身体。
So this references Christ being the curtain for us, for his flesh was ripped and broken, torn, just like the curtain that was split the day he died.
这个幔子是基督的身体，是为我们被撕裂。
So in this way, now making available to all who believe, Jew, Gentile, slave, free, male, female, without limit.
因为这样子，我们不管是犹太人、外邦人，或者是奴隶，或者是男女，都是可以没有限制的。
For our new way of living is found in the blood and flesh of Christ.
因为我们新的生活是在基督的血跟身体里找到。
In verse 21, the author goes on to plead with his listeners by referencing Christ as the priest.
第21节又提到基督是大祭司。
And Christ, in fact, is the last priest, the
perfect priest. 完全的祭司。
The only one who is able to usher us into the holy place.
是唯一能够带我们进这个至圣所。
In verse 22 beckons to the first century listener to draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith.
第二十二节叫我们要我们心中天良的亏欠。哦，不对。No, 在第二十二节是说要存着诚心和充足的信心来到神面前。
Since our new way of living is found solely in the blood and flesh of Christ, let's live.
因为我们新的生活是在基督的血跟身体里找到，我们应该这样子活着。
Let's be assured. Let's not return to the ideas of a space that's limited, that's restricted.
让我们有这个保证，我们不需要回去那个有限制的地方。
There is no limit to the grace, the mercy, the hope that comes through Christ.
神的恩典，神的怜悯，神的盼望是没有限制的。
Instead, the author says, let's hold fast to our confession.
作家鼓励我们要坚守 坚持我们所承认的指望。
Now I don't usually pair weighty words with a positive outcome, and the word confession can come with a host of meaning.
我通常不会用很重的词跟很正的一些字，很 How's it welcome? Before you say,
positive welcome, yeah.
Okay. 很重的字跟很好的一些结果并在一起。那这个字承认。
And the act of confession is a little bit more foreign to our Protestant ears than our Catholic brothers and sisters. We do a lot of confessing privately, but not corporately.
这个要认罪悔改认罪这个不是我们很熟悉或者我们新教跟那个天主教的差别，我们比较是不是比较是个人去认罪，不是在大众里。
But here the author of Hebrews tells us to hold fast, to grip tight to our confession of our hope.
但希伯来书的作者叫我们要不要摇动，要坚持我们所承认的盼望，然后
Not because of anything we've done, but because of Him who has promised.The hope is faithful.
不是因为我们做了什么，是因为那个许诺的人神他是可以信任的。
Because Christ is the perfect priest, the perfect sacrifice, and the perfect curtain.
因为基督是完美的祭司，他是完美的献祭祭物，他也是完美的幔子。
Because our new way of living is found only in the blood and flesh of Christ.
因为我们新的生活是唯一是在基督的血跟身体里找到。
It's because of Him and through Him and for Him that we can hold fast to our confession of hope.
因为他借着他为了他我们能够坚守我们所承认的盼望。
And it's with this assurance of hope in Christ that we are called and beckoned, promised, sometimes burdened, sometimes delighted, to take this truth to the world around us.
因为我们在基督里有这个保证，所以我们是被神应许。然后让我们能够有这个保证，然后让我们有这个负担喜乐去把这个新的盼望能够跟全世界分享。
That is no secret to this congregation. That's why you've paused for the entire month of December.To talk about missions and what is happening in the city and in the globe.
我知道你们因为很注重这个，所以你们在基督那个来临这个月花这个时间来听基督在波士顿在全世界做的事工。
And that's why following this, an entire Sunday school is dedicated to hearing more about what is happening through the Emmanuel Gospel Center.
也因此你们的成人主日学也是整个成人主日学会花这个时间来听神在以马内利福音中心做的事。
But the author is not done yet. Verse 24, he goes on to say, how do we maintain being encouraged?In doing these things, in holding to our assurance of faith.
但第二十四节，这个作家就是告诉我们如何能够彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励心善。
This book was written to a community.
这个书是写给一群人。
Not an individual.
一个团体，不是一个人。
And in fact, not one book of the Bible is written to an individual. Not the prophets, not the laws, not poetry, not the love books, not the gospels or the letters.
全圣经不是 没有一本书是写给一个人的，不管是哪一本书，都不是写给只一个人听的。
Because I'm always intently listening, like somehow I'm going to magically understand Chinese.
巴尼希望他能够听得懂我在说什么。
Because God beckons to us in community, because it is in community that I am held the most accountable.
因为是在团体里我才能够最最有问责，或最
It's in community that we can more surely experience change. It's in community that we can bring the most effective change to the poor, the oppressed, and the widows.
因为要看到改变，是必须在跟别人在一起经历，去有团体的经历才能够发生，让我们在在团体里才能够真的看到如何帮助寡妇，还有压迫的人，或者是穷苦的人，能够有生活的改变。
The author puts it this way: let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works. And another author said.Let's outdo one another to love each other.
希伯来书的作者是说，要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。然后另外一个作家还鼓励我们能够更加彼此多彼此相顾。
It's easy in the world that we live in to get busy with work and with technology and with our own lives.
我们的生活是很忙碌的，加上一些科技的那些发达，所以很就时间不是很多。
But similar to the first century Christians, the author beckons to us to continue to meet together, to continue to love one another.And encourage one another.
但是跟第一世纪的基督徒一样，我们这个作家鼓励我们不可停止聚会，要继续的爱护、关护彼此，鼓励、勉励彼此。
Our scripture this morning ends with, "And all the more that you see the day drawing near."
第二十五节，作家说，那日子临近，就更当如此。
And I grew up in the time of the end time books. I can't think of their title now, but so the day drawing near used to feel very haunting and heavy to me.
我以前喜欢看那些讲end times， 就是末世的一些书，以前会感觉好像很那个那日临近，就好像很有点惧怕。
But rereading this text and preparing for the sermon, I now hear the word day as hope.
但我现在在准备这个在准备今天的时候，我在读这些经文。就很有那个盼，那个看读到那个那日子临近，反而给我很多盼望。
It might seem odd to talk about the death of Christ as we're about to celebrate the birth of Christ.
可能谈到基督的死很奇怪，因为我们现在是应该庆祝基督的来临。
But as we know, the birth of Christ matters because of the death and resurrection of Christ.
但我们知道，基督的来临是很重要，因为是跟他的死跟复活有关。
And like our brothers and sisters of the first century, we wait with expectation for the second coming of Christ.
就像我们的圣经里的那些弟兄姐妹一样，我们很盼望基督的再来。
And until then, we live in the already and the not yet.
我们要住要生活是在现实，也是也为未来。
In the tension that Christ has come and that He's coming again.
在基督来跟要来的那个张力当中。
And so we do so by spurring one another on. We do so best within community.
因此我们要就是在彼此鼓励，然后是在在团体里彼此鼓励。
And with full assurance of our hope found in Christ and not in ourselves.
而且是很有信心的知道是在基督里能够有那个盼望，不是在我们自己里。
If we go back to the beach where I was looking for the meteor shower,
如果我们回到那个海滩，我要看那个流星的海滩。
We walked and walked on the cold, broken earth for some time until I was quite cranky.
我们走到走到我很不高兴了。
And right as we were about to give up, and we had been looking a certain direction this whole time.
我们快要放弃的时候，而且一直只是看一个方向。
When we were about to give up, we turned a new direction.
我们要放弃的时候，我们就转。
And the tide had washed up all the jellyfish.
那个海把。海浪把那个 jellyfish 哈水捕那个透明的那个东西水捕把它全部海浪就全部弄上滩上海滩上。
And their transparent bodies illuminated the sky.
他们那个水母的那个全部都亮起来。
Something more beautiful than we expected to find that day.
比我们本来那天想要看更漂亮，看得更漂亮。
I think this is also true when the shepherds walked to the manger.
那些就跟当时那些牧羊人他们一样，他们那时候。
They found something more beautiful than what they expected that day.
他们那天想找到的、看到的，反而是比他们想象中更完美。
And I think it's also true of the disciples as they followed a rabbi that became more than what they expected that day.
也是跟那些门徒一样，他们跟着一个拉比，后来发现他比他们想象的还更完美。
And for the first century readers of our letter, Christ was more than what they expected that day.
第一世纪的那些基督徒也是一样，他们基督，他们想象的基督，后来来的是比他们想的更完美。
And let us continue spreading that gospel of something more beautiful than we can expect.
让我们继续能够把这个更完美的福音传出去。
As we wait for the second coming, because that day will be more beautiful than what we know.
因为基督要再来的时候，那个日子会比我们想象的更完美。
Today we can choose each one of us to continue looking in one direction.
我们今天可以选择只看一个方向。
Or daily we can choose to look in another direction to the one who illuminates this dark world for us.
或者我们可以选择每一日往另外一个方向看，那可以把天空亮起来的。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have confidence, let us enter the holy place daily.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所。
I'll pray.
我要祷告。
Dear Jesus, I thank you that you came at dark.
耶稣，谢谢你在黑暗中来。
I thank you that your radiance is more beautiful than we could ever ask or imagine.
谢谢你的亮光是比我们想象中更美妙。
I pray that today and each day that I would turn to look and walk in your light.
我求祷告，希望能够每一天向着你的亮光而走。
May your light, may your presence continue to bless this congregation as they serve the world around them.
求你的光继续在这个这些弟兄姐妹们当中让他们能够向全世界能够分享。
In your blessed name that illuminates all things, Amen.
在你的亮光的中美妙中谢谢，在基督里祷告阿门。
Amen.
Sorry.
Thank you.
这是他第一次处女座，所以我有点紧张，不过 OK。 好，我们来唱一首回应诗歌274首。